Well, what's the opposite of excited or panic?
Excited or panic?
The opposite of it. The opposite of scared would be...
Afraid?
No, that's the same thing.
Frightened?
The opposite.
Of scared?
Mm-hmm.
I just say afraid.
Okay. What would somebody say if he probably wouldn't care if you were quiet. He'd jump up and say, now stay...
Seated?
He wants you to keep cool. Uh-huh. What's another word for keep cool? For...
Be calm.
Okay. Okay, if you've been working real hard, you might say you're real...
Tired.
Okay, and if you've been working real, real hard and you're real, real tired, you might say you're all...
Well.
Okay. You hear somebody's in the hospital and you might say, gosh, he was looking fine yesterday. I wonder when it was he...
Got sick.
Okay. Say somebody got overheated and he got chills and his eyes and nose started running, you might say, he what?
Bad cold. He got a bad cold.
Okay. And if the cold begins to affect his voice, you might say he's beginning to get...
A sore throat.
Okay. But I mean, he has to whisper. He's not sound.
Meningitis.
Okay. Okay. Or I'm a little...
Hoarse.
And if he keeps going, you'd say he's got a...
Bad cough.
Okay. You might say, about this time of the afternoon, you might say, I think I'll go to bed. I'm getting a little bit...
Tired.
Not so much tired.
Maybe.
Okay. Okay, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I will...
Get up.
Okay, but before that, you have to...
6 o'clock in the morning, I will.
Okay, but you have to set your alarm so that you will...
Get up.
Okay. Okay, but before you get out of bed, before you can actually get up, you're asleep and you have to...
Set the alarm.
Okay, but, okay, you set the alarm, then you go to sleep, and then you're asleep, and then you have to,
you have to,
Before you get up in the morning, you're lying there, and... When you actually get out of bed, you're already awake.
Mm-hmm.
And before you're awake, you have to, in your sleep, before you're awake, you have to, what, up?
Turn the alarm off.
Let's say, you might say to somebody, he's still sleeping, you better go.
Wake him up.
Okay. So at 6 o'clock in the morning, I will.
Wake him up.
Okay. Okay. Or.
Oh, what can I say? Wake.
Or would you just say, I will.
I wake myself up.
Okay. Okay. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you might ask, why haven't you...
taken your medicine.
Okay. And the patient might answer, I yesterday.
I had some yesterday.
Okay, but if you use the word take, you might say, I...
taken some yesterday.
Okay. And I will something some more later.
I will take some more some later.
Okay. And if somebody can't hear anything at all, you might say he's stone...
Crazy. Stone.
Can't hear.
Stone crazy.
No, he's just...
Repeat again, please.
He just can't hear nothing. No.
Oh.
Speak up. Speak up.
Oh, he's deaf.
Okay. if somebody began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you'd say he really, what, a lot.
Perspired a lot.
Okay, but if you're going to use the word sweat, you'd say he really...
Sweat a lot.
Okay.